A Family Story. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
The dictionary defines a high school sports official as someone who is responsible for ensuring fair play takes place according to the rules. In reality, it's so much more than that. Officials help promote safety and sportsmanship. The official is every bit the teacher that coaches are, helping kids learn about the game and about life. To become a registered high school game official, go to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
Back in the early 70s, the Reed family moved from the Metro Detroit area to Marlette, a small town in the middle of the thumb, where Terry Reed was hired to coach the Red Raiders varsity boys basketball team. And over the years, he's coached both genders of hoop teams from the middle school to the high school, baseball and football, and even served as the school's athletic director. Oh yeah, and he was also a classroom teacher. In other words, he touched a lot of lives. And as you can imagine, in a small town, he not only coached his kids, but his grandkids as well. One of his grandchildren, Kyle Hall, really shared his grandfather's passion for the game, and the two worked with each other for hours on end, as Kyle developed into a pretty good player in the Greater Thumb Conference, and he was bound this fall to Alma College to continue his education so that he could become a registered nurse and to play basketball at the school. But on July 16th, on a stretch of M53 north of town, all of that changed. Kyle was killed in an automobile accident early that evening. A young man who was regarded as kind, modest, and humble-spirited was suddenly gone. The funeral took place in the Marlette High School gymnasium, and the room was packed with not only friends, family, and town folks, but with referees, coaches, and student athletes from other schools throughout the Thumb. Everyone pulling together during a time of tragedy, using the unique bond of high school sports to support themselves. A cousin of Kyle's recently told me a story of a football game this fall where Marlette was trailing Sandusky late in the fourth quarter of the Red Raiders homecoming game, and Coach Denny Lester called a timeout. The team came to the sideline and the coach said absolutely nothing, but rather reached into the lining of his hat and pulled out a photo of Kyle Hall for everyone to see. Two plays later, one of Kyle's best friends, quarterback Colby Lang, ran 34 yards for a touchdown to pull out the homecoming game for the home team. The memory of Kyle and his grandfather Terry Reed will be linked together in Marlette basketball lore later this month, when at a home game over Christmas break against Kingston, the basketball court will be dedicated in honor of the coach, and a new scoreboard will be dedicated in honor of the pupil. And a family in a small town will carry on, better off for the lifelong contributions of both Terry Reed and Kyle Hall. The 20th MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Conference, entitled Leaders Show Up, will take place in Lansing, Michigan at the Lexington Lansing Hotel on February 5th and 6th. There will be numerous opportunities throughout the conference for students, coaches, administrators, and officials to gain a better understanding of the many responsibilities of leadership. This conference annually attracts over 500 people. For more information and to register, visit the MHSAA website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.